This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Back in the 90s, when the Bulls were on fire, this was like end of the season for us, end of the season for them. I get a call from Michael, meet me at Sunset Ridge. Early, we're going to go play 18 holes. We didn't have a game. We had a day off. So I meet him at Sunset Ridge. We played around, beat him for a couple thousand, and I'm getting ready to leave. Now, Bulls are playing that night. They play Cleveland. So I'm thinking he's leaving. It's 10 o'clock. He's like, no, let's go play again. So he goes and we fill up a bag full of ice and Coors Light. We walk again. we roll around another 18. And I take him for another couple. And And now we've been drinking all afternoon. Now he's getting going from Sunset Ridge to the stadium to play a game, and I'm messing around. I'm gonna call my bookie, and all the money that you just lost to me, I'm putting on Cleveland tonight. He goes, I'll bet you that we win by 20 points, and I have more than 40. I'm like, done. Son of a gun goes out, scores 52, and they win by 26 or something after 18 holes of golf,
and 36 holes of golf,
36 holes of golf, and having like maybe 10 Bud Lights.
There's a story that pertains to our next guest on the West Her Hotline, co-host of Bet Sweats with our buddy Joe Ostrowski. It's Sam Paniatovic, his weekly visit with us, brought to you by Sam, who's willing to continue to join us all summer long, which we admire. That is Jeremy Roenick talking about playing golf with Michael Jordan, who, I guess, Sam, you were just the right age for Michael Jordan, right? I guess I like basketball. Good job, by the way. Good job being born and being in Chicago.
I'd like to thank my parents, first and foremost, for that. They decided in 1989 that they were going to have a boy. By the time I was 4, he had 3 rings. By the time I was 9, he had 6. That's the easiest question I could answer for you. Who was your guy? Yeah. It was him. I grew up with that psycho.
Yeah. You must have heard lots of stories like the one that Roenick just shared that you encouraged Zach to play for your visit, I imagine, right? Because Jordan's away from the field activities were often speculated about.
Oh, man, the things I could tell you, the things I can't tell you. I'll give you one quick story that I'm close to. I wasn't there, but I've had this confirmed. I had a buddy years ago. He was probably like 22 or 23. He's a poker player, and he was very good. And he tells it this way. You don't leave Michael's game until Michael is either out of money or he takes you out of money. So this kid goes up there with about 20,000, and he's got maybe 40, 45, 50,000, and Michael just keeps going back and getting more money and getting more money and getting more money. And eventually the kid had a rough stretch, lost a few hands, lost a big hand, left there with nothing. Michael would not stop. Like, his competition was so strong, he wouldn't stop until he either won or had nothing left. And that's a story that probably a lot of people around Chicago could tell.
But what nobody knows is that that man later went on to become president of the United States. No, I'm sorry. I'm kidding. That's not confirmed at all. That's not a part of the story. Pretty good score to beat Jordan. You know, I'm over here with Danny Gare. His number hangs in the rafters. You know, that's all I got. I don't have trophies. I don't have rings. But pretty good. How was the fourth?
It was solid. My brother threw a party. I was actually back in Chicago. It was a younger crowd, though. When I say younger crowd, think 25 to 30 playing a lot of beer games. Ugh. They played beer games for 5 hours, and that's not my thing.
No.
I'd rather do shots and do other things, but
yeah.
It was fine. The food was good, family and friends. I mean, I'm usually in Boston, so I'm not near my family. So it was good. I know you had a great day because I texted you about 8 o'clock, got nothing back.
Sam, my birthday was Tuesday. I was working the whole week. You know, obviously we had Friday off. So I laid very low. My wife's schedule was kind of messed up too. My birthday kind of came and went without much fanfare. And, you know, not to mention, by the way, I turned 60. So it's not exactly like, oh, let's hit the strip or anything. But nonetheless, I was sort of saving it up and played golf Friday morning, the 4th. And my favorite bar that I go to every Saturday after I play golf was open, you know, at noon on the 4th, but no kitchen, just drinks. And they said, like on social media, feel free to bring food if you want. I literally made a sandwich and wrapped it up and walked into the bar with a sandwich. I'm like, how bad do you want it? I need to be here right now. My birthday was Tuesday. I've not really had any beers yet. And that was not good planning because I went a little hard in the early part of the day. And yeah, by later on, it's a good thing I didn't lose my phone. We were out in the country and we had a great day, but I did not make it much past the bonfire being lit for me.
Oh, dude, the older we get, the harder it gets. And I'm excited, but also terrified because I just booked my flight. I have to go to Vegas. I go every August to get bets in and we join contests and there's like a huge crew of people that go. There's mm-hmm. also an event. So it's like a sports betting time for me to go and I'm dreading it. I land on the 12th and I'm there until the 17th. That used to excite me, but now I'm terrified. That's five nights in Vegas, and I'm not ready for it.
Right. Well, start training. You've got more than a month to get ready. Just barely more than a month. 12th through the 17th, you said. Yeah, that's right. We talked last week about how me and the big kid are going to be in Boston on the 16th, so we're going to miss you, which is too bad. Sam Panayotovich, co-host of Bet Sweats, 9 to noon on the Bet 1520, also on the Odyssey app and streaming and Twitter and everywhere else, right? I mean, you can watch your stuff everywhere, right? So you were texting me about the Heisman earlier today and the odds on that. I mean, is that one of the things that's on the list for Vegas you can do that where you are. I can't. And what stood out to you? What I noticed right away was, am I missing something? Arch Manning is not considered someone who could win the Heisman this year.
No, I sent you, that's my bad. I sent you a slip of, like, I wanted to talk about a certain player. Arch is the favorite right now.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, these were people further down the list. Okay, I understand. Okay, good. Gotcha. Wow.
Which is a good talking point though, because the Heisman favorite hasn't won it in, I think, 10 years going into the season. It rarely happens. I mean, we've seen guys like Spencer Rattler be the Heisman favorite. DJ Uiagalelei, who was horrible at Clemson, he got benched and then he transferred. Like, it's not been a good list. You don't want to be the preseason favorite.
Last I'm such an idiot. Of course, this list starts that you sent me with Jeremiah Smith at plus 1300. Of course, someone's got better odds than that to win the Heisman. I'm such a moron. Anyway, okay. So
no, but I didn't put you in a good spot there. That's fine. Arch is the favorite, and it's mostly on name, not on production. I mean, we don't really know what he is. And when we saw him last year, he was playing against bad teams. Your concern there, if you bet anybody that isn't Arch, is that they go into Ohio State week one, he throws three touchdowns, and then he just runs away with it. I mean, that's certainly possible.
Mm-hmm.
But if they go into Ohio State and lose,
by two touchdowns, which is very possible.
Open the floodgates for everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, and then it's, what are they going to say? Bulldog, he's not his uncle's. he can't cut it in the big games. And then they're going to write him off, and then that's when I would bet him. I would like Arch at about, I think his true price is probably like 12-1, but because he's Arch Manning, it's 6-1. So I don't like to bet the favorites to begin with, let alone this favorite that everybody likes. But let me talk to you about Carson Beck. I just bet this about an hour ago. There's an 18-1 on him. There's a 20, a 22, a 25. FanDuel has a 37. I bet 37.
Shop
He's
around.
He's going to be the starting quarterback at Miami. They just made Cam Ward the number one pick in the draft. He put up banana numbers, and they bring back two offensive linemen. They bring back a lot of that offensive coaching staff. They have some question marks at receiver, but they have speed and skill from Florida. I mean, that's known to do well over the years.
Mm-hmm.
They recruit well. Mario always has players, the head coach. And he was the Heisman, like, runner-up last year in terms of, like, guys to bet in August. It was Ewers was favored, and then it was Carson Beck. So you're telling me that Carson Beck, who was 8-1 last year, is now as high as 37-1 this year? Uh-uh. That doesn't make sense to me, man.
That is messed up. And that's just what, going from Georgia to Florida? Or Miami, excuse me?
I guess. Wow. He didn't play well last year at Georgia, and maybe there were some reasons for that on both sides. I mean, player or program. But Georgia, when you think of Georgia, do you think of NFL pocket passer? No, you think of win the lines, you know, O-line, D-line, run the ball. Very tough to score on. Miami plays fun and gun. Miami, the quarterback catches the ball, he turns and he throws it. Go look at how many times Cam Ward threw the ball last year. Now you put a pocket passer in a pocket passing offense. His numbers are going to be better, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah, but you make a point about Georgia. Other than Matthew Stafford, I mean, where are we? I mean, it's possible there's a very obvious guy that should spring to mind, but the next guy I'm thinking of is Jake Fromm. Like, there's not much in the history there. What else in college football? Like, you know, is there value to be had already on looking ahead, like conference championship or the playoff or any of that sort of stuff? Is there something you like out there, or is it too early?
No, I like Clemson a lot, and we've been doing a lot of college content because, believe it or not, as much as I love baseball, I can't talk about betting baseball for 3 hours a day. I'd go insane. So we've been sprinkling in a little bit of college football and NFL because you have to have a well-balanced plate. I don't need to tell you that. So Clemson, to me, is the most talented it's been since Trevor Lawrence was there. So we're going back, like, what, 5 or 6 years now. They stopped, like, believing in guys that didn't start at Clemson. Dabo was really weird for a while. He's like, oh, if you don't start at Clemson, you don't deserve to finish here. And you're like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. In the ever-changing NIL culture where players are leaving all the time, he didn't want anybody else's players. And he's like, well, if you start at Clemson, you finish. Yeah, whatever. He realized that was not good. So now he's starting to hit the portal. And there was a time when they had T. Higgins and DeAndre Hopkins, that receiver at Clemson. I'm hearing that the receiver room is close to that, and that's been an issue for them. You have a quarterback in Kate Klubnik. He's the second Heisman favorite. The schedule's easy. The defense always has like five NFL players on it. Clemson's loaded talent-wise. And if the quarterback is as good as some people believe, that's a team that could go 11-1. I don't want to say 12-0 because that's hyperbole, but I think they could be a 10-11 win team, and I love them to win the ACC.
Yeah. Speaking of talking about betting baseball, I gotta share this story with you that happened live on the air on Monday. Mike and I were running through our FanDuel apps, putting together the 8 division winners into a parlay. I've done this every year since it's been legal to do it in New York State. And, you know, of course I haven't won, but it's fun to like sort of like, well, okay, which long shots do I want? Like, it's going to be chalk. Of course, not all the favorites are going to win probably. And like putting that together, and we're doing that. And we, in the process of it, I thought, I want to save this one because I like the way it got put together. I like the choices. And I realized I wasn't logged in, and it wouldn't let me save it. So I logged in, and when I logged in, I saw that there was $1,500 in my account that was not there the last time I remember looking at my app. And what happened is, this sort of plays into Friday evening and into Saturday and Sunday. Like we went out to lunch on Sunday and had a couple drinks, and I'm settling in for an afternoon nap, right? The time of the bet stamp is 2:38 p.m. So baseball games are already underway. I put in a five-leg parlay that I completely forgot about until on the show Monday at 5 o'clock. And I logged into the app like, oh, that hit? Are you kidding? I bet the Angels plus 1.5 mid-game? That's not even me. Did somebody break into my I won a bet that I don't remember making at all. And it's not because I'm in there like crazy at this time of the year, right? It's so routine that I would forget about it. It's that I'm not betting often at this time of the year, that so when I do it, I can easily forget that I did it, and that was the case. So what a pleasant surprise that was to log in and see like, oh, I won a huge parlay. Awesome.
That's what we used to call the peekaboo. You just find it. You didn't know it was there, and you're like, oh, okay. Oh, let me see. I'm either going to buy a new set of golf clubs or I'm going to make more bets now, because that's how it works. All right, so with the divisional stuff, I'm not going to give you 8 winners because
no,
I
of course not.
Right, but
no,
I could tell you where I would start. In the AFC West, it's Kansas City. It has to be. I mean, Mahomes has maybe the best staff around him offensively that he's ever had as a player. He's got Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce, Hunt and Pacheco, and Andy Reid, and by the way, a defense that's probably the best it's been in Kansas City.
All right.
The fact that that's -120, I don't know what I'm missing, Bulldog.
Yeah.
Like, I like that straight, let alone in a parlay. Like, that's a very good bet.
Just so you know, I will be following. Sorry. I want to let you know, I'll follow along here, and like we'll keep track of what it's going to be worth at the end. Because I got the app open. So Kansas City, like, it's -115 at FanDuel, by the way. Just so you know, the odds are a little different than what you're looking at. So Chiefs, yeah.
I'm building one of the different place.
Yep.
Chiefs, all right. So let's go Chiefs -120. In the North, I'm going to go Minnesota. I think they have the best roster, +350. If the quarterback is going to play well, McCarthy, I'll take my chances. I'm not betting Detroit or Green Bay. That division's wide open. So I like Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
In the West, let's go Niners +150. Schedule is so easy. So easy.
They got to be. I know you and Joe were talking about worst to first. They got to be an easy bet for a worst to first team this year because they finished last in that division last year, and that was just a weird year for them, right?
Yeah, and they're favored to win the division, so the books know. You know I'm doing Buffalo, -280. That's a winner.
All right. I'm on that, too.
The East. I mean, you should go Philly.
I gotta go.
Let's explode this. Let's go Dallas.
Yes, that is. I'm gonna do that for real. I think. Like when I get, we'll see. I might end up liking this one enough that I'll actually do it right now because you know I'm flush. If you didn't hear, but I love Dallas at that number. I don't think they're the best team in that division, but I just see a year where it just goes right. We talked about this already 10 times, I think, this year. So Dallas, all right. What do we got left here? How about the NFC South?
NFC South, yeah, I got 3 more. I got 5 in right now. It's already 180-1. In the South, I'll go Atlanta.
Same. I love that.
Penix. I'm a big Penix guy.
Me too.
Let's go. I mean, Baltimore, I don't like Baltimore big picture, but they're good enough to win the division.
Right.
Like, their defense is so good. So that leaves the AFC South. We're already, by the way, if you're keeping track at home, we're at +103,000. Houston. I mean, I could go Jacksonville, but let's go Houston. All right, so that's 8 picks. Kansas City, Minnesota, San Francisco, Buffalo, Dallas, Atlanta, Baltimore, Houston, +221,565.
What did I do? Did I miss something here? I'm trying to figure
out. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta, San Francisco, Minnesota, Dallas, KC, Houston, Baltimore, Buffalo. I've got plus 43,186 over here. So these numbers are not matching up. But still, that's all right. I think I'm going to – I might play the feud with that, Sam. I think I like it. Dallas is probably the riskiest one of those. You're helping talk me out of Jacksonville instead of Houston. I was sort of down on Houston last year as a team that was being sort of placed in the upper echelon of the conference, and it turned out I was you know, right about that. But maybe another year older, maybe they can figure things out. And the division is so weak that, you know, even a 10-win Houston team could win that division. I suppose it really depends on what you think of Jacksonville, I guess, right?
Yeah, they're giving the keys to Liam Cohen. Now, if you don't know much about Liam Cohen, he's in the McVay tree, who, of course, was under the Shanahan tree. So it's like four guys right now that are – actually five, if you add Matt LaFleur. You got Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, LaFleur in Green Bay, O'Connell in Minnesota, Liam Cohen in Jacksonville, and then there's one more that's not coming to mind right now. But they're all like these – like high-octane offensive minds. And Liam Cohen is ideally the next piece of lineage in that Shanahan-McVay tree. And he's an offensive dude. I mean, look what he did with Baker Mayfield last year. Baker threw for 4,500 yards in Tampa. And Evans and Godwin were both hurt. So he's definitely gotten production out of a lot of guys over the years.
Yeah. Whatever I'm saying my odds are, my app is acting really weird because just now while you were talking, I toggled between Houston and Jacksonville in that parlay, and the difference in the odds is 190, and it didn't change the odds at all. So my app is acting very, very finicky. I'm not sure I want to trust it right now. Are you at all interested? Did you talk at all this week about this celebrity golf thing? Are you someone that wades into that, or do you just basically ignore it?
No, I draw the line at hot dogs, buddy.
That, by the way, I just missed the telecast when I went out with my sandwich wrapped in aluminum foil to my favorite bar on Friday at 12:30 in the afternoon, or it was later than that. So I missed the hot dog concept. They had it on, and I'm like, did the guy, the runner up cover 17 and a half? Did he like, nope. No, he lost by 24. I'm like, damn, poor Sam.
Everybody underachieved except for Chestnut, like the whole day. In fact, everybody on the women's side and men's side that had an over-under, every under hit. So if anybody was scalping unders, they were cleaning up. And there were some people that were parlaying all the unders on the men, like every number under. Chestnut was 71.5. He only ate 70.5, so he went under. But he destroyed the field. He won handily. He ate 70.5 hot dogs in 10 minutes. You know how disgusting that is?
Yeah. I mean, I've never watched it, but I can assume it's repulsive. Yeah. Yeah. No question. I eat three hot dogs and feel like, what did I just do to my body?
It's so bad. And then you have to keep it down for 15 minutes, too. That's the rule. So you have to eat
knew that. You can't just go vomit.
And then hold it. Yep, you got 15 to hold it. And if you don't hold it, you're disqualified.
Does holding – I don't want to ask a follow-up. I think we should just stop here. Yes, better judgment. Sam, thanks for always being such a beast and joining us on these beautiful summer Friday afternoons. We appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for having me.
All right, that is our dude Sam Paniatovich, co-host of Bet Sweats from 9 to noon on the Odyssey app and the Bet 1520 if you're bumping around in your car and want to tune it in and check it out. They do a great job. Joe Ostrowski will be, I assume, back with us in football season, and Sam has been here year-round, which, again, as I just said to him, we appreciate. All right, timeout at hand. We will hit up Matt Perino, co-host of the Shout podcast, long time on the Bills beat now, and we'll get back into some football and also take our question about the fuse being lit on sports to Matt as well. As we continue, and then lots of your calls, hopefully, on the other side of that as we continue through a beautiful summer Friday. Mike Shope is off today, along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and you're listening to WG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.